Scientists are learning more about what makes the ground shake. Usually the massive force of an earthquake comes from deep underground, but researchers recently discovered another kind of quake that comes from above the Earth's surface. It's a glacial earthquake, which occurs when a giant chunk of ice breaks off from a glacier. Here's NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce.
The hunks of ice we're talking about here are so big, it's mind-boggling. Meredith Nettles is a Columbia University researcher at the Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory in New York. She says, imagine a gigaton of ice.
So that's sort of the size of ice cube you would have if you filled up Central Park in New York City with ice to the top of the Empire State Building.
A few years ago, she was in a helicopter and flying toward the front of Helheim Glacier in Greenland when suddenly a massive section started to break off.
You see an enormous chunk of ice gradually start to tilt over, and it just lifts up all the water on top of it right up towards you as the iceberg continues to fall over. And you really see a mass of ice and water just start flowing out into the fjord.
It doesn't just look dramatic. It actually shakes the Earth. It can be like a magnitude 5 on the Richter scale. Nettles and her colleagues first discovered glacial earthquakes about a decade ago, and since then, they've been trying to understand them.
They are different from regular earthquakes.
A regular earthquake from, say, the San Andreas Fault lasts just seconds and rapidly shakes the ground. A glacial earthquake is slower. It can last a minute, and its rumbles have a distinctive seismic signature. But they're tough to study. Nettle says that glacier in Greenland she flew over is a huge, fast-moving river of ice.
It's very chaotic. It's almost more crevassed than it is ice.
Still, the scientists were able to use helicopters to carefully land close to the front edge of the glacier, where icebergs break off. They deployed a network of sensors that could precisely track the movement of the glacier as giant chunks of ice fell away. The results are being published by the journal Science, and Nettle says what they found was surprising.
What we see is actually that the force from that iceberg falling over is big enough that it pushes back on the glacier and actually reverses the flow direction of the glacier for several minutes.
The glacier gets compressed like a spring, then released, and everything shakes.
This is a very cool piece of physics.
That's Eric Steig, a climate scientist at the University of Washington in Seattle.
So it's just fundamental science, which is just interesting, and it has direct relevance to things that we ought to care about.
He says monitoring glacial earthquakes could give scientists an important new way to measure the rate that glacier ice is breaking off and disappearing into the ocean. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.